This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. warships and fighter jets are headed to the Middle East and nearby areas to bolster American defenses in support of Israel as both countries brace for a possible military strike by Iran. VOA's Jeff Selden.
U.S. officials say the new military capabilities headed to the region are designed to meet and mitigate whatever threats Iran and its proxies decide to unleash. But they emphasize the U.S. is looking to calm tensions, not raise them.
These are defensive capabilities.
The Pentagon's Sabrina Singh.
All of our capabilities that we have there in the region are defensive and to send a message of deterrence.
Singh also says there is a possible off-ramp, telling reporters a potential ceasefire deal to end the fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Hamas terror group in Gaza, one that also sees the return of multiple Hamas-held hostages, would be good for everyone. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris gets enough delegate support to become the Democrats' nominee for president, AP's Shelley Adler.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign announced that it raised $310 million last month, an amazing sum of money showing that donors, who once seemed spooked about the prospects for November's election with President Joe Biden, are now offering mountains of cash to boost the VP. The haul by Harris, the Democratic National Committee, and affiliated entities far outpaced Republican former President Donald Trump. His campaign and assorted committee say they took in $138.7 million in July. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thousands of mourners have converged around the flag-draped coffin of Hamas-slain political chief Ismail Haniyeh in the Emirate of Qatar as the fallout from his death and the alleged Israeli attacks surged. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the U.S. Secretary of Defense has overridden a plea agreement for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attacks' victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
The 24-person blockbuster prison swap carried out this week required the U.S. to regroup after the unexpected death in February of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who'd been seen as a key cog in a potential exchange. It deepened on the willingness of Germany to release from custody a Russian who just 5 years ago earlier had committed a cold-blooded killing on its soil, and for other European countries to give up their prisoners. And it forced Russia to part with Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. It had stockpiled as what's considered trade bait. Masked assailants ransacked the headquarters of Venezuela's opposition in an escalation of violence against President Nicolas Maduro's opponents after the disputed presidential election. The stakes have grown higher for Venezuela's electoral authority to prove that Maduro won after the United States recognized opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the victor. The U.S. announcement follows a flurry of diplomatic activity from multiple governments, including Maduro's close regional allies, to force Venezuelan authorities to release precinct-level results. The opposition says it has enough of the printed vote tally sheets from electronic voting machines that Maduro prove lost the election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the U.S. Justice Department suing TikTok over its children's privacy.
Federal law requires that kid-oriented apps and websites get parental consent before collecting personal information on children under 13. This latest lawsuit alleges TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance violated that law by allowing registration through third-party credentials and alleging that information was shared with other companies.
AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.